Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beyond Coincidence. Today is a very special day for us here at Beyond Coincidence. We are joined by a very special guest. Her name's Stephanie. You guys may know her as the Superfood Goddess. She truly is a goddess within her own right, spiritual healer, but really focused on nourishing the physical body and really holistic health. So again, we're grateful to have you on the show today. Of course, my name's Taylor. I'll be your guide throughout this journey. As always, joined by my co-host on the West Coast, Chris. And again, we're here to really just come together, join forces to amplify our collective message of global healing through love, gratitude, and acceptance. So again, Stephanie, grateful to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Living the dream. Can't complain. You know, I know a lot of our listeners, really I'd say the majority of the masses out there, are assessing 2020 as doom and gloom, terrible year, right? Of the coronavirus, quarantine, lockdown, forced to go inside. But I'll be honest with you, Chris and I, we see it a little bit differently. We like to really accept this time as a blessing in disguise, really the perfect opportunity to go inside while forced inside, right? To do the inner work, to reflect rather than stress about the external circumstances. So really, it's a beautiful thing. I like to say we cross paths not by chance, right? I mean, how amazing is it? We are exactly where we are meant to be. So again, Stephanie, thank you for joining us. I know that we are literally all over the map right now, right? So I'm down in Texas, split my time in Texas and Southern California. Chris on the beach in Venice Beach out there. And I know you're in NorCal, Northern California right now. So yeah, tell us a little bit about your experience with the State of the Union this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it so wonderfully. I think, you know, with what's going on right now, I have friends on both of the spectrum that have told me, you know, that this sucks and it's boring and they're, you know, what are we gonna do? And like, and really kind of throwing their hands in the air and they're feeling really overwhelmed. And I understand that perspective. I see it and I've been there before. But I've come to this place in my life where when things like this take place, when darkness happens, when something that doesn't seem like it's on my life plan for what I've, you know, put together or thought that my life was gonna unfold in, I see it as an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to go within and face myself and I kind of do some life maintenance, you know, like really taking a look at what are my morals? What do I stand for? And if we're all slowing down, how can I use this to my advantage? And so that's something that I've been doing during this time. And I mean, I don't want to say that I've been busy because I think that that's kind of lack of a better word. I like to say I've been really focused. I've been focused and occupied with my own self-care and getting myself ready during this time while, you know, we kind of just continue to move forward and figure things out so that when we come out of this as a collective conscious and a collective world, we have more to bring to one another and to the world.
Steph was talking about to me how she's living in an RV for the meantime, getting outside of the house, getting back to her roots. I mean, come on. So tell us a little bit about when you started camping. Have you always been a camper?
Yeah, actually, when I was younger, we used to go camping and hiking every single weekend. I think from age 6 to 12 or 13, I mean, it was every summer it was camping and every winter it was going skiing in the nearby mountains in Tahoe, which is about a 3.5-hour ride from here. So I mean, we went so often that towards the end of those, I don't know, 7 years, I was kind of like, oh, I don't want to go camping anymore. Like, I remember having that moment where I was like, oh, we do this so much. But growing up, I realized how thankful I am that I was able to experience nature so much and camping so much. And so coming back to it now, I have a different appreciation for it. I, you know, I don't I don't need a lot of things in life. I don't need brand names. I just want nourishing food to fill my belly and fuel me, and good people that I can connect with. And I feel like coming back down to the basics and being able to live on this beautiful land, and living in an RV until we build a house is really cool. You know, I think it's part of my life training. It's just another level of learning how to do things in a different way. Sure, I can't do everything. I don't have access to everything in a camping situation, but I make it work. And I mean, I do cooking classes out here. So it's just trying to assimilate and see like how this is what I'm presented with and how do I make it glorious.
Love that. Definitely making lemonades out of lemons, right? But at the end of the day, I love what you just said. Back to the basics. That's really what we stand for here at Beyond Coincidence. I like to say simplify and elevate, right? The ABCs, align, balance, and center. You know what? For a lot of us, I'll raise my hand. It took a global pandemic for me to grab this microphone, for me to reach out, for me to network, for me to give rather than being motivated by making another dollar, right? In our capitalist economy, instant gratification, IG, overstimulated society. So you're exactly right. It's the perfect time to get back to the basics, to simplify and elevate, and really evaluate our priorities up against our responsibilities. And I like to say that, you know, we're born alone, we die alone. We as humans love to complicate the in-between. If we could just sit back, slow down for a moment, open our eyes, unlock our minds, we would realize that we have all we need. You know, it's not about all these materialistic things that at times fill the void, right? So that's something we talk about a lot here at Beyond Coincidence, to really just, if nothing else, help one person a day improve their quality of life. Basic peace of mind, at least for a moment, right? We all have stressors. We all have bills to pay. So I'm not saying throw everything away in the name of kumbaya. However, you would be amazed. We collectively are amazed. I'll speak for all of us about how gratitude goes such a long way. And that's a concept that has taken me 33 years to truly grasp, that not only is it greater to give than receive, but I know Chris and I here at Beyond Coincidence, we are receiving through giving. We are learning through sharing, and we are growing through healing. You say, what do you mean healing? Healing ourselves as individuals, again, stripping away all that we do not need, getting back to the basics, simplifying and elevating, but also healing others, helping others realize that life doesn't have to be so difficult. Life is better played as a game versus stressed as a test, right? Instead of walking through life always apologizing or always playing that victim card, flip apologies into gratitude and your day will immediately brighten. We're beyond grateful to have you here at Beyond Coincidence. And if we can help one person a day, that's a job well done. If that one person's me, if that one person's Chris, if that one person's you, Stephanie, that's a beautiful thing. So again, just grateful to be on the same wavelength, grateful to cross paths, certainly not by chance. You know, so we love the holistic approach to health, okay? Not just the spiritual realm. I'm a writer. I talk a lot about individual spirituality to ultimately achieve personal enlightenment. But that may be a different conversation for a different day. And that's where, again, we are all inclusive here at Beyond Coincidence, really an open door policy, especially for you, Stephanie. And today we want to focus on the holistic health approach and just the basics of your daily routine, how you help others. I know that you've got some different coaching programs, whether it be one-on-one, whether it be, you know, on a more massive scale. I say micro and macro, anything macro starts micro, right? So let's just talk about the baby steps and maybe some actionable best practices and to-dos that can help our listeners improve their quality of life.
I love that. And I love that you touch on the holistic view, because it really is holistic. It's it's the whole picture when it comes to health. And and I tell people, you know, I came in to health and healing through nutrition. And there's always something that gets us there, whether it's the environment, whether it's spirituality, whether it's physical, or, you know, disease. And so I came from a disease point wanting to heal, and I came into nutrition and realized what plants did for my body, what high vibrational whole foods did for my body. And later on, I was able to figure out a more scientific approach to it of, you know, when you heal your gut, when you eat diverse different plants and different micronutrients, macronutrients, we create a diversity of bacteria, healthy bacteria in our gut. And our gut and our brain talk all day. I mean, they're like best friends. And so when your gut is clean, so is your mind. You're thinking more clear. You're getting rid of that fog. When you've got a dirty gut, when you're eating, you know, just bad foods, or, you know, you're eating a lot of fried foods or a lot of sugar or a lot of refined carbs. Carbs aren't bad. It's the refined ones. You know, you want to be eating more whole food carbs. So when you're eating and you're kind of mucking up that, basically your second brain, the gut, your brain is going to be mucked up. You're not going to be able to get to certain places, in like positive mindset and being able to, encompass a more spiritual, outlook on life as well. So I was really, really excited that came in a little bit later. I had started with yoga before I started eating plants, and I loved yoga. It was something that really grounded me and it made me feel well. Then I changed my plate. And that started changing my lifestyle. That's when I started realizing, being more conscious about products and food that I was putting on my plate, but not just on my plate. Now it started to transpire into the people that I was speaking to, the events that I was going to, and the thoughts that I was thinking. And so it really did become full circle, but it did start with health. I got into it for health because I'm not sure if I told you this, but my brother was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And so, of course, and that was 12 years ago. And that was the beginning of my journey, because, you know, any emergency or any time you feel like your life has been turned upside down, you go looking for answers, right? And so I started looking, and I found that the plant-based diet was called a mood-boosting lifestyle or diet. I don't like calling it a diet because it's more than just that. It really is a whole lifestyle. And so we did a vegan challenge for 3 months in hopes to help him and his psyche. And during those 3 months, I realized I was feeling better. I had better energy. My skin looked better. I was glowing. I felt better and I was sleeping better. And so that's where I thought, well, why do I want to go back to the way I was feeling before if I feel good now after 3 months? So I stuck with it, and here I am 12 years later, and I became so passionate about it. You know, I was for such a long time, people would contact me and they'd say, "Steffi, I'm feeling sick, or I have a sore throat, or I have a tummy ache. What do you suggest I eat? What herbs do you think I should take?" And since I had sort of been my test dummy for a couple years already, I had a lot of knowledge that I could, you know, provide to other people. And so then I, you know, then people started coming to me and saying, "Well, you should do this as a business." And I thought, "Oh, I can't do that." You know, that, of course, that's like the little voice on my shoulders, like trying to keep me down. As I became more knowledgeable and I was learning more about my body and the effects of different food and different nutrients and juicing and detoxing, I started reading more. I started educating myself, and people started asking me questions. You know, "Steffi, I have this going on. I'm not feeling good. I have a stomach ache. I have a sore throat. I think I'm getting sick. What would you recommend that I do?" And I found myself giving a lot of advice. And so, and then I had someone come up to me and offer, or ask me if I would take them to the store and teach them how to shop for food and teach them how to cook and eat well and get healthier. And I thought, oh, gee, like little old me, I don't know about that. And they asked me what I would charge. And I even was like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to charge you anything. Like, I was put on earth to be of service. And I know, I've known that deep down in my soul since I've been put on earth. I just didn't know what my service was yet, but I knew it was something with peace, with love, with helping other people. And so
love
I think
that. Love that. I like to say love is free, right? Love is free. Acceptance is peace here at Beyond Coincidence. So love that.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I didn't charge this first person. I kind of just flowed with it and I took them shopping and it was something that came so easy to me. And I didn't realize that it wasn't easy to someone else because I had, you know, I'd been immersing myself in all this knowledge for at least 3 years already. And so that's where I got the idea, you know, maybe I could do this more. And I started just kind of telling word of mouth, like, you know, telling different people. And then I decided to get certified professionally 5 years ago. So then I actually was, you know, legitimate, or I felt like I had gone through some sort of course and now I could actually charge people. You know, that made me feel better about it. So I got certified to be a health coach. I went through 3 different certifications and each one of them had such a beautiful plethora of information in just a slightly different way. So I was able to gather more and more knowledge as well as validate the knowledge that I already did know, just so that I knew I really was bringing good information to people. I'm the kind of person, and I tell my clients this, I do one-on-one coaching and I do group sessions as well. I tell people, I say, you know what, if I don't know the answer, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I do. I will go find that answer. I will go ask my professional clinicians. I'll go ask my spiritual healers that are even more expert than I am, but I will find you that answer, but I'm not going to lie, because at the end of the day, although I am a nutrition expert, I still have so much to learn. You know, I mean, Danny DeVito, an actor, he is still going to acting classes, you know, like most people would say, you already made it, dude. Why are you still going to acting classes? And it's because it's this muscle of knowledge that we're always exercising. And I think that as we grow older, we need to always be remembering that growth and change are constant. It's going to constantly come up in our lives. And we always have to be ready to invite that in and receive it and accept it and accept the challenge. And growth is uncomfortable. It's not easy. And I've gone through some huge growing points, as I'm sure you have, even in just the last 4 months.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Growing holistically, spiritually, physically, improving our quality of life and health comes with a lot of side effects. And yeah, growing pains, but it's so worth it. It is so worth it on the other side of it. But again, I like to say there is no finish line. And you stated it beautifully. Iron sharpens iron, right? We're not doing this just to get to the end, right? And that's something that we try to remind our listeners so often. Let's slow down. We have a couple of episodes titled Rush Hour, right? What is the rush just to get to the end? And I feel that so many of us live in a state of fear. And fear is only here because of the lack of control over the ultimate unknown of death. So if we surrender, release, let go of this false sense of control, life starts to flow a little bit easier. And when we can be a little bit nicer to ourselves, love ourselves a little bit more, treat ourselves a little bit better, right? Remove negative connotation words. Don't speak negatively about anyone, including yourself, most importantly yourself. So if we can really just flip the script on how we float throughout the day, instead of just mindlessly, or Chris will say aimlessly living, let's engage. Let's be thoughtful. Let's be mindful. Let's treat ourselves well. And it all starts with a healthy diet, right? And that's why you're here to help us, help our listeners grow in that area. And you're right, we're all experts in different fields. I mean, come on, the Bible was written by man. So let's be honest, like, we're all just learning from one another. There is no perfection. And that's something that our collective society needs to really open their eyes whether this is the wake-up call or not, and realize that perfection is non-existent because we all perceive our own different 8 billion separate realities, right? They're all transpiring simultaneously, more interconnected than ever before. Chris will laugh. I say that all the time, kind of 8 billion. So what can we do to give back to that 8 billion? What can we do to help our neighbor? The purpose of life is to love one another. Otherwise, we'd be completely isolated, and that's not the case. But Chris, I'll be honest, is more knowledgeable than me, again, humble statement, in the area of nutrition, in the area of, you know, meal planning. I consider him a dietitian. He doesn't like to do labels, right? But he really is a mad scientist in the kitchen, straight up. So all that being said, I have to thank you, Stephanie, before I forget. Your level of humility is so refreshing, like goosebumps throughout my body, and it's 100 degrees down here. So again, super grateful for you. I'm kind of speechless at how humble you are. And Chris and I say it all the time here at Beyond Coincidence. You would be amazed at how far simple gratitude and humility will take you in your life.
And thank you. I'm so humbled by what you just said. So thank you so much for, I receive those words and that love. Thank you.
Just to hear your experience and your story, your willingness to come on the show is everything to us. Yeah, I mean, I got a couple of questions for you. I think it's so beautiful that you live this lifestyle and you're inspiring to others. And I think you know that. It's probably a little piece of why we all continue to fight this life, you know, but we got to smile at the same time, because I think if we just sit around in this like brain of ours and do nothing about it, it will be dark. You told us your experience about your brother and like that traumatic experience that you had. Some of the best people that we have on are the people that get humble, get honest, and tell us stories like that. There's something about that. There's something relatable. Like I can relate to that. I don't know about Taylor. I don't even know if Taylor's listening right now, but we love that you told us that story. But what was it about, like, superfoods? What was that connection? Was it, it sounds like all of a sudden, like, the genetic makeup was changing when you started eating. You had different thoughts. You had better food. What you were consuming, you were becoming what you were eating, ultimately, and your brain started changing. Can you just talk a little bit about that interconnection of your brain, your stomach, and your body, and how that changed from, like, maybe who you were right before that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I left a little part out. When I started the 3-month challenge that turned into my lifestyle for the last 12 years, I was on SSRIs. I was on depression medication and anxiety medication. And I remember there was this point, once I started taking the medication, I had this point maybe four weeks into it, where I thought, oh my gosh, I feel like myself again. Like, it was actually helping, the drugs were. And so then a year later is when I did my three month challenge. I felt amazing, and I kept feeling amazing. And I ended up actually, after a year and a half of being plant-based, and I'll go into the superfoods in just a moment, but after being plant-based for a year and a half, I decided I wanted to wean myself off of the medication and really see how the effects of these nutrients were really having on my body. And I've been free and clear of medication for 9 years now. And I 100% put that towards the way that I eat and feel my body and the way that I let other things and other people enter into my life and into my circle. And with superfoods specifically, so I started, you know, of course, everyone talks about protein and they're like, where are you going to get your protein if you're not eating meat? Where are you going to get your calcium if you're not eating cheese and dairy? So I really did have to search those items. And a couple things that kept coming up were seeds, nuts, beans. Chia seeds are a superfood. They boast. So a superfood, just in case anyone doesn't know, is a very nutrient dense food particle. So for example, chia seeds, they do boast a nice amount of protein for just 1 tablespoon of them. It also has calcium, It has other vitamins and minerals and fiber. So it's a superfood. It's not just vitamin A that you're getting from it. You're also, and also from flax seeds, you're getting very similar. You're getting omegas. Omegas are really great for brain health. It's really great for your gut. So chia seeds and flax seeds were kind of my first little trip into superfoods. Then I found out that cacao was a superfood, not chocolate. I mean, chocolate, yes, but depending on what you're putting into the chocolate, but cacao, like straight up cacao bean, ground up into a powder. You can make your own chocolate. You can throw it in smoothies. It's got so many antioxidants, which fight free radicals, which cause cancer, or which can cause cancer. And it's mood boosting as well. Or, you know, you get this like this happy, elated feeling. I mean, it's also said to be an aphrodisiac. So yes, bring on the cacao. So those were some of my first things. Oh yeah, hemp seeds as well. Same thing. Same high in protein. Again, I don't always talk about protein because I feel like I get enough of it anyways. I feel like I have to just talk about all the other stuff, you know?
You are a walking health encyclopedia, really a wealth of knowledge in that area. And again, you know, you're a beautiful soul. I can't get enough of it. So that being said, I know Chris has touched on this and I'm going to really dig deep. Okay. So what I'd like to ask our guest, have you always been so in tune with energy healing, with holistic health, with helping others? You say you were put on this earth, your purpose was to give and to help and to serve others, which is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. There need to be more Steffi Bees in the world. There need to be more superfood goddesses out there. But again, I love to ask our guest to pull back the curtain, right? To get vulnerable and really share with us, if you don't mind. Have you always been so in tune with the spiritual world, with helping others with holistic health? Or was there one pinpoint aha moment where the light bulb went off, right? I like to say, all the lights in the room were just put on full blast, right? You were in the spotlight. Other people would like to use the imagery or analogy, the metaphor of your chakras aligning, right? Your five senses going beyond, and who you are as a soul beyond your body, truly activating, aligning, just lighting up. So again, have you always been so in tune with holistic health and healing? Or was there one pinpoint aha moment, whether it be a crisis, whether it be negative, whether it be positive? You know, when were you blinded by the light?
What a great, great question. And I want to say yes and no to knowing. I think, wow, what a great question. I think that I was like a lot of people for many years where I was that person on the inside, and I had different encounters where I had been intuitive, but I didn't understand it. Or I had received downloads, but didn't understand it, or didn't have someone to talk to about it. Or when I did talk to people about it, they didn't quite give me, I'm not saying they're wrong, but they just didn't give me the feedback that would have helped me elevate even more in my empathetic or intuitive area, in my thinking. I do come from a lot of trauma growing up. My mom was married twice. My real dad is an alcoholic and not really in my life anymore. And my stepdad was very abusive physically and verbally. And so partially, I think that makes me who I am today for sure. And any time that I meet someone that I think is incredible, they usually have a really incredible story, like something of, you know, of adversity or something, some sort of oppression or something that they've come from that they've had to overcome. And, you know, for whatever reason, I pulled myself out with positivity. I unfortunately can't say the same thing for my brother. He still plays the same stories in his mind. And again, I understand it. But yeah, so I went through a lot of trauma. I was very confused and insecure growing up. I did deal with depression and anxiety a lot. And I think that that kept a lot of what my potential could have been kind of, you know, compacted or at bay. And so I think the biggest thing for me was moving out when I was 18 and moving to Southern California. And that was 14 years ago. I moved out on my own. I went to college. I wanted to get a degree and start a better life for myself. I ended up making a friend who became a mentor for me. And that's where things started changing. He was incredible. I never had had a strong male loving relationship in my life. And that really changed everything for me. I thought anything that I wanted to bring to the table or ask him questions about, I could. And he always had a really great answer. And I remember this one point where I was almost 18 and I was sitting in this car with my mom and I just was crying. And I had just had my first psychedelic experience the night before. And it really opened up my mindset and opened up my intuitiveness. And so I was like pouring out all this love and feeling and empathy. And I cried to my mom the next day because I had seen some truths within my friends from the day before and actually that day that I was telling her about it. And I said, I just don't understand why we can't all get along. I don't understand why we can't have peace and love. And I know that makes me sound like a hippie and like I should be living in the 60s, but I just don't understand why I can't find other people like me. So I wasn't surrounded by people like me. I felt like an outcast. I felt wrong. I didn't fit in. And it was really a weird, uncomfortable childhood. And so when I got that mentor, I kind of expressed that to him. And I said, I just want to change the world. I want to help people. I want to change the way that their positivity shows up and their resilience. And he said, you know, I understand that the best way, because you can't change people. You can provide them all the tools and you can inspire them, but you can't really change people. They have to change themselves. And he said, you know, you have to lead a life by example. And at some point someone's going to go, what's different about her? I'm going to ask her and see if she can give me some information.
You know, I like to say we can only lead a horse to water, right? And I think that it's a beautiful thing. Oftentimes, it's scary at first, right? Oftentimes we feel that, oh my gosh, my world is ending. The walls are caving in. There's no exit plan. There's no escape room. There's no getting out of this. But when we truly, again, surrender, give up control, give up that false sense of control and allow the universe, your own concept of God, really electromagnetic energy that governs this entire universe. But that being said, when you really just let go of the reins, because we're not in control, never have been, never will be, right? We can all have some type of outline on what you want to be when you grow up and go to school and write about it. But at the end of the day, life never goes according to our plan. So if we can really lean into that fact, again, surrender, let go, and give to receive, give and believe, right? I say it all the time. I know you hear me, guys. I know you hear me out there. And you may start to think some of the concepts that I share, but you really need to believe in your heart and soul that there is a better version of you out there. And we're here to really simplify and elevate and help you at least achieve a little bit greater peace of mind. Because if one person has a little more peace in their life, it'll truly vibrate, radiate, and create a beautiful ripple effect, ultimately overlapping, interconnected butterfly effect to create a greater sense of peace on earth. When we let go, when we at times can see through the garbage structure and order that's in place, and we can simplify things in our own life and really understand that love is the answer to all questions. Love is the solution to any problem, and truly the light that conquers darkness. So many people are so caught up in focusing on the negatives and the to-dos, right? Good, bad, or indifferent. Focus on what you do have, and it'll be amplified that much more, not only because of your own internal beliefs, but also a positive external influence that'll be brought into your life. The universe works in mysterious ways, and it's a beautiful thing that people, sometimes on the negative side you may feel, people are removed from your life to better your situation. And often we don't realize it at the time. We feel like, oh my gosh, going through a breakup, or oh my gosh, it's all selfish motive. At the end of the day, if we can accept what is, remove opinion, no judgment, accept all is interesting, nothing more, nothing less, and believe in our heart and soul that there is a better version of us out there, those beautiful souls, it's just a continuous recycling process of shedding the old, detaching from what we do not need, disassociating from any type of negativity without realizing it at times, right? The universe will take people out of our lives. I've experienced it firsthand. It's a beautiful thing. And that is when the magic happens, when we really lean into faith. We're not here to argue or debate beliefs. All of it's right, all of it's wrong. My point is, lean into faith that the universe has your back. That's when the synchronicities start to line up. I like to say the universe will wink, give you a nudge that you're on the right track. And again, it's a beautiful thing that the universe, working in mysterious ways, will remove people from your life and also introduce you to beautiful souls like your mentor or a coach or a friend or a peer or someone who you are intended to help, right? It's just a beautiful thing that none of us are crossing paths by chance. There is no chance. Life is not an accident. The fact that we're even here is an anomaly within itself. Just based on simple probability, we shouldn't even be here. We're here because of love. The meaning of life is to love one another. The purpose of life is to figure that out. It's that simple. So again, I love what you just shared in regards to getting vulnerable, being honest, sharing some of your dark experiences, how it shaped and molded you as a person, how it really made you stronger, and how any type of what we perceive as a loss is truly a gain. And things start to fall into place. So it's a beautiful thing. Again, Chris has done his research. He's done the legwork. He has studied your post, your content, your website. And again, he is more in tune and more knowledgeable.
Thank you, Taylor.
It's the perfect balance. He and I are childhood best friends that happened to hook back up because of this pandemic. So again, it's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing that I bring the spiritual side. He brings the physical side. He's holistic health. And again, a humble statement, he is more knowledgeable about the physical health, about dietitian, about nourishing your body, and the superfoods that you promote. So he's going to bring it back down to earth, bare feet on the ground, right? With center, aligned, balanced center. And Chris, run with it, man. I know you have some questions.
Yeah. What are you gravitating towards, or what do you gravitate towards aside from cooking? Like, is music a thing, or?
Yeah, actually, I love music. Music can change a mood. I mean, you know, you could be having... I've had times where I was having, you know, just kind of a blah moment, like, or morning where I'm just like, oh, I'm feeling lethargic, and I put music on and it's like, oh, like all of a sudden I have these good vibes. I'm feeling good. I feel like my endorphins are running through me. I love dancing. I about 5 years ago, I went to my first rave. I was going to festivals for a little while, like music festivals, but then I went to a rave, and that was fun because it was, you know, you dress up, you be whoever you want. Then I started going to even more festivals, which actually, are you familiar with LIB, Lightning in a Bottle?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. I have not been.
Okay, it's music arts and yoga festival. And I almost think it's kind of like a little mini Burning Man. It's a big camping festival, lots of great music, lots of amazing DJs and artists. And 3 years ago, I started teaching in their learning kitchen, which was really, really cool. It was a great experience. I get an hour set where I get to teach about superfoods and I get to teach about anything really that I want. 1 year I made breakfast nachos. Another year I taught everyone how to make vegan taco salad.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
So this year they did it online. So this year would have been my third year, and they only accepted 5 applicants, and I was one of them. So I got to go in. I had a 10-minute set in between all these amazing DJs, and I got to teach how to make a raw vegan pizza this year. But I started the last 2 years. I did it in person.
I mean, the color and the vibrancy of the photos and the food and your face, like all of it on your Instagram is just gorgeous. Your page is beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. And well, I mean, the food looks pretty good too. I mean, if the food doesn't taste as good as it looks, you know?
Right. Like... It's fantastic. I love food. And I know that a lot of times people are like, oh, you're vegan. You just eat grass, or you must eat really bland food. It's nowhere near that. It is so tasty. I want to enjoy the food that I'm eating. So yes, all the food is tasty, and I love colors. I love vibrancy. It just makes me feel better. I wear a lot of black. Like, I like that. It's very simple, minimalistic. I'm not going to get a lot of, you know, I'm not going to stain my clothes. I don't have to worry about that. But when I'm looking at my plate, I want it vibrant. I want the rainbow, which I tell a lot of my clients, eat the rainbow. That you're eating the rainbow. So you know that you're getting a ton of phytonutrients, you know, you're getting different vitamins and minerals, and you know, and if you're not doing anything else, like if you're not counting on an app or something, as long as you're eating the rainbow, you're pretty much safeguarded.
Yes. I was searching for that, like right there, like that's a bumper sticker, you know?
Woo!
So, yeah, thank goodness. Real quick though, let's talk about the psychological stance that a lot of us find ourselves in, or pattern, when we're eating crummy food and high saturated fat and, high sugars and lots and lots of, carbs, like,
yeah.
When we're constantly doing that and like we're not really eating the amount of fruits and vegetables that we should be eating, and we're eating like that, and we're stuck in that pattern, the psyche is just like sparking just in that direction. Why is it so hard to like make that conscious change? We, like you said, we can't change people's decisions. I can't tell you what to eat, but I can explain to you, look what it's done for me, look what it's done for him, and look what it's doing for everybody else. Why is it so stuck to make a change in life, but also in that food, like right there? And like, I want to live a little bit healthier, you know, I want my skin to be clear and I want clear thoughts. So real quick.
Yeah. You know, first of all, we have to want it. You know, there has to be some sort of goal, and you have to connect to some sort of goal. If you know, a lot of times people come into health because they want to lose weight, or they're trying to deal with a disease, and they have an allergy, and so they have to change up their diet. So that's kind of like their goal. But you know, for someone, you have to have a goal. And so that's what when I talk to people, or I try to inspire people, you know, I want them to realize that there's some sort of an end result that you're trying to get to. Of course, we're always going to be searching for an end result, but there's something there's a level you're trying to get to. And overall health is really important. It doesn't have to be about losing weight. It doesn't have to be about dealing with allergies, but just the fact of wanting to be around for your kids, you know, being alive long enough to see them graduate and get married and, you know, grow old. Being able to bend down and play with your grandkids, you know, stuff like that. Just being able to continue to do the things that you love in life, without having to have pains or aches or, you know, just feeling crummy mentally. It is a routine and it is a process and it takes time. And I like to remind people, you have to be very gentle with yourself. You have to be kind to yourself. When we go on journeys, especially a health journey or a weight loss journey or whatever it is that brings you to health, it's really easy to get stuck in a pattern where you try something for a day, you make a mistake, or you get overwhelmed and you just throw everything out the door. And it's not about that, because we're humans. And as much as I wish I was a perfect person, I'm perfectly imperfect. And so we make mistakes. We're not totally perfect to some perfect standard. But you know, it's finding what works for us and just continuing to moving forward. It's just like when trauma or stress takes place, you know, you could throw everything up in the air, throw it all in the garbage and say, screw this, I'm done. Or you say, okay, listen, I made this mistake or this avenue didn't work, I'm gonna try something else. So yeah, maybe I was trying to go on a vegan diet and I ate some dairy today, I just couldn't help myself. Okay, that's fine. Get back onto your protocol, onto your routine. Keep trying again. It's all we can do in life is try. And that's one of the biggest things we can do. I mean, aside from, you know, putting love into the world and coming from a loving aspect at all times, it's just really take your best shot. Try, make an effort. And the more you make that effort for yourself, there's this confidence and this empowerment that grows within you. And the more empowering things that you do for yourself, the more empowered you're going to feel, and the more empowered you're going to be able to be in the world. You're going to be able to stand up for yourself more. You're going to notice your strengths. So it really is kind of, you know, by trying to incorporate healthy eating and a routine and finding what works for you is really, it's only benefiting you. It can't hurt you.
We have come to that time at the end of the show. Steffi B, the raw vegan goddess. My goodness, your words of inspiration just makes any individual just like want to hop up out of the chair. Thank you so much from the bottom beyond coincidence's heart for coming out, sharing space with us, and educating us on what food means to you and how it's helped heal you